So we're live. Welcome to the show, Alvaro from Vinyl Art Reps. How are you?
Hello. How are you? Fine. I really appreciate that you count with me to your podcast, and it's a pleasure, a really big pleasure.
It's nice to have you here, Alvaro. So let's start by getting the basic questions out of the way. Where are you situated?
Well, we are in Spain, in the south of Spain. I'm from Jerez. I don't know if you know where it is. It's
south,
it's a
right?
Small city in the south of Spain, in Cádiz. And maybe it's someone...
Flamenco.
Yes. And also we have the Jerez racetrack. It's really famous, MotoGP racetrack, etc. So it's a place, no, where we have... a lot of relationship, you know, with the sport, you know, and the bikes, cars, etc. So, but we live in Marbella.
All right. So you're our cold climate, beautiful beaches.
Yeah, not bad.
Good food. Yeah, not bad, right?
Yeah. No, we are cool. Lucky to live here. Yes.
So, Alvaro, for everyone that doesn't know you out there, who are you? How did you get started in the business?
Yes, so now I'm 31 years old. I started in this business 11 years, well, we started basically doing the bikes, and the beginning was only to modify the bikes of our friends, you know, doing some carbon fiber parts, and it was really funny because. At the beginning, we tried not to buy parts of carbon fiber, no, for the bikes, but it's really expensive. No, and here in Spain in 2008, nobody did the wraps. A lot of signs, no, but not wraps. Mm-hmm. So it was really, really difficult not to find material, to find films, not to do it. And nobody did it. So I thought that maybe it was a good moment, no, to start a new business. And we started basically doing bikes of our friends, etc. And, you know, in the bike meetings, track days, etc. And other people asking, oh, what did you do? No, and it's like a snowball, no. Goes a little bit and a little bit bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and now we have our own place. Now we are in Marbella. It's a really famous place where live a lot of rich people, sport cars, etc. And now we are lucky. We are lucky, and it's our history now, or life now is simple. No, it's just do all that we love. Not to do is the rap.
So wait, what motorcycle did you drive back then?
I have a Yamaha R1, the 2016.
Wow. So you like speed?
Yes. Yes.
So how did you find about rapping? Did you see it in YouTube, or how did you learn about it?
At the beginning was more to try, you know, and try to doing some small things, and then, you know, when you need to learn and you need to improve, no, the techniques, no, and I was looking for videos in YouTube, some guides, no, in Google, etc. And was hard, no, because nobody here did it, and was difficult to find to me, no, the information, enough information, etc. But basically was everything practice, and with the years, you know, the past of the years, we started to do trainings, you know, and trying to learn, you know, every year, you know, we try to do a training to learn some techniques, you know, and try to improve, you know, the quality.
So is it safe to say that you started alone, or you had a partner with you?
Yes, I started alone. And then I have some friends, you know, who loves not the same things than me, you know, the modified cars, bikes, etc. And I started to do it. And sometimes I call them, hey, you want to come here and help me to do this, et cetera. And we are starting now to grow up together, no, more right. or less. And I was teaching them, no, how to do the things, et cetera. And I was like taking care of them, no, and then teaching the techniques or how to do, et cetera. So was really funny, no, when you do with your friends, et cetera. It's like a, it's not a business. It's like a lifestyle, no. It's different.
Right. So it's always been something of a lifestyle choice for you.
Yes. Yes. Totally.
2009, right? You are one of the pioneers of raps in Spain, because that's something very common at the moment. But for everyone that maybe doesn't know that much about Spain or Marbella, is it safe for me to say that Marbella is where the wealthy people maybe go there to vacation and have their homes there, or it's a pretty wealthy area by itself?
Well, Marbella is a special place because you have it's a small city, okay? It's mm-hmm. really small, but it has a lot of rich people living there, but really, really, really rich people. So there are people who lives in Marbella. Also, there mm-hmm. are people who has his second house, you know, there. So they go maybe 6 months, 8 months of the year. So it's like a long-term vacation for the rich people, no? It's
always sunny, right?
Yes, yes. Practically, it's more or less 10 months of the year is sunny, and we have a really good weather. Not too hot, not too cold, and 25, 32, 35 degrees is the medium of the
sounds weather. Nice.
Yes, yes, no, it's really, really good, really good. Not too hot is the good things, and you have the beach here, so it's perfect, it's perfect. So the thing is, you know, that it's a really good place because the people can come here just for parties or just for has a relaxed holidays, and also you have a really big different offers, not to do. No, you can go to mountain, you can go to the beach, also beach club or just a small restaurant. You have a lot of different I don't know how to say, no, but different levels, no, and
right.
it's a really big mix of different kind of people, no.
So that's good. That's good for clients, I guess. So I assume you have a lot of international clients as well as local.
Yes, yes, we have people from the Saudi Arabia, Russia, China, also from Morocco. We have a lot of clients from Morocco, from the Germany, England. Lot of people. It's a really international place. No, it's a small place, but here, for example, it's really common to see number plates from France and Morocco. Germany, UK, even the people from the United States also. So it's really funny. Mm-hmm. Really funny.
So if we go back to the start, right? You started, yeah. I guess you didn't start out rapping Lamborghinis, right? So that's, I would presume you weren't that lucky. So you get started rapping your friend's bikes. How does the process go from then till today that you are a full big shop, unique, only working with exclusive cars? How's the history?
I can resume that there is a lot of work, lot of work, mm-hmm. lot of hours, and the most important thing I think that is be honest. Mm. So the process, no, we started doing bikes, and then, no, when the people see, you know, that you do the carbon fiber or the black mat or white mat, no, it was the colors, no, that we had before. the accent. Oh, could you do this one? No, in my car, or it's possible to do the hood, or maybe the mirrors, and you started to do small things. No, and in Jerez, for example, it's not the same than Marbella. No, you have more common cars. No, and the people just want only small details. No, small things. Right. So, as I told you, we started doing the bikes a few years, and then we started to do full cars for friends, people, no, who came from the other places of the Andalusia, no, around us. Mm-hmm. And one day I was in a forum in internet, and I saw picture of friends in Puerto Banús. No, it's the port, yeah, of the famous port in Marbella. Now, I thought, why not? No, the first thing was, why not? So I was trying to contact with people from there, from Marbella, trying to offer, no, the possibility to do small things in cars. No, I never was thinking to do Lamborghinis or Ferraris, etc. The beginning was only the intention, not to go there and show the possibility, not to do the small things in or small details, not in this kind of cars. So we found a guy who said, "Okay, come here. We will check how do you work, how we can do it, etc." And it was really funny, no, because we arrived there and they said, "Okay, you have here an Audi RS6, so try to do, for example, the roof, no, in carbon fiber, and I want to see you working. I want to see how do you do, etc." Okay, so we did the roof of the car. No, the owner of the car saw the roof and said, "Ah, okay. So it's possible to do the car in completely in the satin black?" I say, "Yes, we did it sometimes. We did if I remember, maybe four cars, not complete." But I told him, "It's the five car that we will do. So I can't guarantee that everything will be perfect. Not everything will be 100% at the detail. But we will try to do our best."
So you're very honest with the client from the start.
Ever. Here we have a problem with some people that they say, no, we can do it. We can do wherever you want. We were working in the industry a lot of years, and then you see the work is a really bad work. So, and they had a lot of problems. So we ever try to be honest, and if we think that we can do it, we can't do it, I will let him, "Okay, I'm not sure about this." So we did that. No, I said, "Okay, we will try to do it. We will try to wrap the Audi, and we will see." Obviously, the Audi RS6 is really easy to do. The old one is really easy. So we did it. The result was perfect. The car is still wrapped. I saw the car a few weeks ago, and everything is perfect. So it's really funny, and I'm really, really proud of the work, honestly. And you know, this was 10 years or 9 years ago. So, and if you see the car, it's like not like new, no, because it has some scratches now, some stone chip, but the wrap and the corners, etc., everything is perfect. So, it's really good feel, no, when you see this and say, "Okay, it's perfect." No, it's like okay, we did a really good job. And was the first thing that we did here in Marbella. And since that day, it was like, as I told you, no, like a snowball. No? It's like, okay, and you can do the mirrors of this Ferrari. You can do, for example, the door handles of this car, etc. So at the beginning, just small projects, but ever try to do our best. And then, as I told you, it's growing a little bit, and clients, "Okay, could you wrap my Porsche? Could you wrap my etc. etc." And here the people or the business is I don't know in other countries, no, but here in concrete is it's really specific, because it's the mouth to mouth, no?
Right.
We never did advertising. We never did anything, for example, in radio or some advertising. Nothing. Just the mouth to mouth. So if the people trust in you, if the people is happy with your work, you will be sure that they will speak, obviously, you know, good about you, but also they will try to get you in their group of people, no? Mm. Because it's a really special, this place. For example, the Russian people has its own community, so it's really hard to get in, no? So if you work for a Russian guy and he's happy, you will not have problem. So was really, really funny, no? And that you do small things and they're growing, and when you see, no, and you turn the look back, and it's like, oh my god, no? And now we have our own place, but we were working, for example, in a public parking. We rent a small place, and we were working there, also with Ferraris, etc. But in a public parking, no, it's not the best place. But here in Marbella, it's really expensive. Rent a place, it's really, really, really expensive. It's ridiculous. So. Was hard, you know? If you look back, it's a good feeling, because it was really hard, but we are really happy, you know, for where we are now, you know? It's really, really interesting, you know? look back and say, okay, you know, we did a good job, and as I told you, the best is be honest with them. They can, for example, not think to do crazy designs, and okay, I will try. I will try to do my best. You will see all the process. We ever try to send pictures. Also, we create some folders in Google that the owner every day can see how is the process of the car.
Ah, okay.
Because we want that the client, like if you count with the client, no, it's easy that he give the value of the money that he says that he spend, no.
Yeah, got it.
I don't know if I explain property, but is that the feeling that you are inside the project, no? You are the client, but you are in. So it's a different feeling, no? When he can see, you know, how the work growing day per day, you know, and it's a good way to do it, because they give the feeling that okay, my car is in good hands, and some, for example, Lamborghini, you know, when we did some LaFerraris, etc. The client is, I don't know how to say, no, it's the feeling, not that, okay.
Yeah, I guess if I get you correctly, it's a way of involving them in the process, so they feel a part of it. So the experience, it's higher than just going there and picking up the car when it's done. Exactly. They get involved. Mm-hmm. So you know, when I hear you talk about what the story so far, it might be easy to just sit here and listen and just think, okay, he had good timing, he was lucky, but I think you said correctly, it's a lot of hard work also, and a lot of struggles, right? Through it all, and it might be interesting for people to. Like you said, it's you started out working in a parking spot, yes. And then from there, which I mean, for some people might be hard for them to understand, but you did everything you needed to do to survive.
Yes. So, for example, no, our experience in the parking was really, really good, because the parking, for example. If you go in, you will see parked a lot of Ferraris, a lot of Porsches, etc. So it's not like a normal, no, like a common cars parking, but it's a parking. No, it's not the same. No, it's the feeling when the clients go in is not the same than when, if you have your own big place, no, and you can put everything as you like, no, and you know, but it's a I think it's a everything is a process, no. So we did step by step. No, we went to the parking. We did our best, and then we grow a little bit more. We went to other place, and then it was step by step to be now where we are. No, so
it's a, was it hard to decide to rent your own place? Was it a hard decision?
Yes, it was a really hard decision because, as I told you, here the prices is it's ridiculous. It's really high. It's really expensive. It's like a Marbella, and you are in Marbella, so you must to pay. It's like if you want to be here, you need to pay, and you will have a lot of clients, you will have a lot of business, but the rent will be really expensive. So it was really hard, but I think we did in the right time. No, we did it at the perfect moment, and I think that now, for example, with the coronavirus, no, it's a really hard situation, and even more here in Spain, because we were 2 months without
lockdown,
work, totally lockdown, totally.
Yeah.
So it was really hard to survive. But I think that if we survive to this moment, everything will go perfect, no, because. The people now is with other mind, no, it's different. I think I was speaking with few clients days ago, and everybody changed the chip, no, and now they want to enjoy a little bit more. They want to not to say spend money, no, but because it's not the right way to say, but it's like, okay, if I feel that I want to do this, I will do it.
Right.
No, it's like, it's a feeling, not that they have now, no, and that if I feel that I want to wrap the car in, I don't know, in the satin chrome orange, why not?
I'll do it. Yeah.
Yes, no, so.
That's good for business.
Yes. Yes. So. I think we did in the right time, and we are really happy because even we were there since 1 year ago, but we are doing some things every month. We change some parts. We are trying to do a small museum, no, of our work. A lot of pictures of details of our work in a second floor that we have. So we want to do like an art place, no, with some parts of cars, with pictures and some art, you know. And we want to create an experience, no, that you come here, it's not just wrap the car, no. It's like an experience, no. You come here and you feel, no, the you know, the not exclusive, no, of the place, but. I don't know how to say, no, but you come here and you see art, no, you see we have some sofas that we did with AC Cobra parts. We have also a lot of picture of part of cars, engines, wheels, etc. So I don't know, if you like cars, when you come to our place, it's like, oh my god, I want to be here. No, I don't want to go to my home.
But I get you completely. It's an experience. You're giving the customer a full experience, right? From the get-go, from the start. They're not only getting a wrap, they're getting an experience with the wrap.
Yes. It's true. Even we have clients that they say, okay, where are we going? Okay, we go to visit Álvaro. And they come to our workshop, no, and sit to speak with us and just to spend the time. Drink a coffee and sit looking what we do or the car that we have, we finish, no, we have our a place, no, to deliver the car, no, we have we sit the client in the AC Cobra sofas, no, and we put the car there so he can see the car, but not just, oh, okay, it's my car, oh, perfect. No, no, see it, enjoy, you know. No, it's they even come here just to spend time with us. No, it's a point of a meeting point. No,
that's congratulations, because that's not easy to achieve, right?
No, no.
It takes time. So you were talking a little bit about projects. I thought we might get into it a little bit. I usually like to ask a question of projects in regards to what's been the most fun project you've been involved.
Well, it's a really good question, and sometimes people need it. And for me, it's hard because I enjoy all the cars that we do, even if it's a satin gray wrap. No, it's when you do as you love, it's easy to enjoy, and even the small things, you know. But for example, I think the best experience that we had was when we were to Vietnam last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Vietnam doing a Audi R8 V10 Plus in a really, really, really crazy design from the guys of Armenian Petrolhead.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a design for a client that lives in Vietnam, in Saigon, the south of Vietnam. And he told me, Albert, I want that you come here and I want that you grab my car. I say, are you sure? He say, yes, yes, totally. We have a really big event in Vietnam. We drive from the north of Vietnam to the south, and the name is Car Passion, and they do the event one time per year, and it's really big, they're really famous in Vietnam. So I said, are you sure? He say, yes, completely. I want a special design. I want that you prepare something special for my car. Do everything that you need to do, and come here, do it, and no problem. I say, okay, but you must think that it's not cheap, you know. We were three people that we traveled to Vietnam. The material, design, everything, no? It was really expensive. He say, doesn't care. I want something special. I don't care. I just want to create something different than the rest. So I think that when I was speaking with him, my heart was like, oh my god, oh my god, what we will do? No, it was really, really big, not the first time, no. But we traveled to Vietnam. We wrapped the car in 3 days because we had a short time to do it, because they had to send the car from the south to the north to Vietnam. And we did the working since 7 a.m. till 3 a.m. And we did a really, really, really nice wrap. We did a design I don't know how to explain, but I will show you, and if someone want to check
the link, right?
they can see our Instagram. We did a design with the gloss black aluminium brush, metallic gloss red, satin black, and all with stripes. And
I see it here.
Really funny, because we didn't do it with print film, because he said no, I want to do by parts. I don't want to print a film, because he wants, you know, the brush effect.
Mm.
So he said, I don't want to combine the brush with the print film, etc. No, just do it by hand. I said, okay, will be a little bit more expensive because it's more work for us, you know? So he said, doesn't care. I want the experience, you know, to see how you work, how you do it. And we did it. And the thing is that he did that because he was thinking also to do other cars that he has.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to. He was looking for to see how we work, how we do all the details of the car, how we do all the process. And when he saw the result, when he saw us working, he said, "Okay, now next year you will have to come back and you will have to do 3 cars more for me. It was really crazy, and honestly the design was really, really, really good, and we love it to do it. The experience also to be there, not a totally different place, people, etc., and mentality also. So was a really, really great experience, and I think it's the best project that we have.
Well, I hope the bans on Corona are off quickly, so you can buy a ticket to Vietnam then in a couple of months.
Yes, because the design is done, and we are waiting to finish all these things, but I think it will take some more time. I think it will take some more time because here in Spain the government say that maybe until October we can't go out from the country.
No one knows, right? It's very strange times.
Yes. But I hope that everything finishes as soon as possible. And the owner told me, I want you come back as soon as possible because there the coronavirus is practically out. And and they are really, really impatient not to do all the projects, etc. So I hope to come back because it was a really, really nice experience, honestly.
I really hope you get there then. I also would like to ask you, you know, sometimes you are involved in a project that once you're done, you hope to never do it again, but you would not like to undo the project. You get me? Understand what I mean? So do you have one of those projects where you, it's beautiful to do it, but I wouldn't do it again?
Yes, and I'm in right now.
One, okay.
Yes.
Good timing. I'm
in right now. We are doing a BMW M6 for a Thailand girl who lives here in Marbella. And honestly, she's a really, really, really nice person. We did 4 cars for her, but I love her, but she's crazy. So I will let you know that she combines the turquoise chrome from Exis. I don't remember exactly the name, but the gloss pink with a lot of sparkle of Exis.
Yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, the new Galaxy Black, gloss black from the 3M. It's a gloss black with the
lots of different
colors, sparkle, no, doing the metallic effect. Also, an ambulance yellow from Avery.
Oh, okay.
And now she wants to put a heart in over the hood. She wants a octopus on the doors. And by the moment, it's enough. But you know,
my brain is going. Where are you gonna put all of that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. You are right. It's like okay. Wait, no, it's like, okay, give me 10 seconds. I'm going to sit, I'm going to breathe. And but yes, we are doing that. I don't know how to explain. No, it's the same as you said before. No, it's like, I will never do it again.
Yeah, I want to do it, but I don't want to do it again.
Yes, yes, it's okay. I will do for her because she's a really good client and we appreciate her a lot of. But, oh my God, you will see in a couple of weeks because...
I am looking forward to those pictures. See how you manage to work.
Trust me that everybody that comes to visit us and see the BMW is like, really? And we say, yes. I say, but the people is crazy. I say, yes, but she's really happy. Is the...
That's the important thing.
It's the key. So she's happy.
Yeah, well, yeah, you never know.
Not exactly. So the thing is that, okay, I don't like it. No, and the husband say the same. Okay, she wants that. So, okay, I will never be inside the car, but okay. But the key is that she's happy. So for us, it's the most important. So if you want that, okay, we do it. We will do it, okay, because you are a really good client, etc. But it's not normal, no? It's not common to do that. For us, I think it's the most important. If the client is happy, doesn't care that he wants or she wants, and it's okay, no? So obviously we have our limits. We will not work with bad materials. We will not use cheap things. We have a clear idea that we ever try to do our best. We ever try to find the 100% of the quality. If we need to repeat something, we will do. If we need to lose money, we will do it. I don't care. But the most important is that the client must be happy.
Yeah, the word spreads, right? It goes, especially in a, it sounds very, very, especially in a city like you are, where they're community-based, right? The Russians keep with the Russians, and yeah, people keep with each other. So you need a good word of mouth, I guess.
Yes, yes. And at the moment that you that you have a mistake, could be the last one, no? And you need to be really, really careful, no, with everything.
That is really the truth. I mean, you can do 20 excellent jobs, projects, whatever you want to call them, and then you get one bad project, and that just erases all of those plus a little bit more.
No, of course.
And it's the reality.
If you have a mistake in something, be careful.
Yeah, they see all. Yeah, once they see one thing, they see it all. So do you still get to rap, or you're more involved in the selling point of the business?
No, I love rap. I ever. I'm 100% involved in the rap, or even obviously, no, I have to speak with the clients. I need to work, no, with the computer, no, and send prices, speak with the with the dealers, no, and the with all the people. I ever try to do everything, because I don't know how to say, no, but for example, the clients, they ever comes and asks for me. Obviously, we are a team, we are a company, so I'm the owner, but
they want to get Alvaro.
Yes. So the people ask, where is Alvaro? Or I'm looking for Alvaro, so I need to be there. No, I need to. Okay, I love to rap, and even sometimes I say, okay, I will love to close the door and just rap. No, and I enjoy it. So it's difficult not to combine that things, because sometimes you need to be half hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours with a client to prepare, no, the project to do everything, no, perfect, and close the project to do it, and it takes too much time, but it's necessary to do so. And I love it also, because you create a relationship, no, with the client. So I'm doing both things, but also, no, I have a team of people. No, we have three installers. One of our friends is doing also the polish, detailing, ceramic coating, and two guys more doing the wrapping. So we try to do our best, no, in the sense. So
you work with multiple jobs at the same time, or you only have one project at a time?
No, we usually have three cars at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to, we are three, okay, wrapping the car. So we try to do the three cars at the same time. We help each other, no? For example, if we do, we need to do a big panel, okay, no, one guy is working with one car, and for example, I help to other guy to, I don't know, for example, to do the bumper, no, to put the bumper, and then when everything is okay, I continue my work. He continue doing the bumper, and etc. And we try to combine, no, we try to do more or less three cars per 1 week and a half, more or less. We prefer. We don't want a quantity. We prefer quality, no. So if we need to take 3 days more with a car, we will do it. I ever speak with the client when someone asks, "No, I want the car in 2 days, 3 days." I say, "I don't want it to do it. I don't accept that. If you want to do, okay, I will let you know." For example, we usually say, "Okay, 1 week." Even if we finish the car before, we have the car 1 week in our place. Because we want to finish the car and see what happened, if we need to push hit something more, no, than we did, or we need to fix something, etc. So the car minimum will be 1 week in our place. So ever when the client say, no, I want fast, I say, no, it's not your place. You need to go other place, because we know it's not our philosophy, no.
That mean that one guy works with one car through the whole process, or you change applicators?
No, one guy do the complete process of the car. Yes,
got it.
Yes, and sometimes, no, we have one of our guys, no, has less experience. So if he needs something, we go to help him, no, or even okay, I do this, so you see how we do it, etc. No, and we ever try to learn from each other, no, and we are friends since we had 6 years old. So I tried ever, yes, to count with people who I trust, no. For example, one of the guys arrived 1 year ago. And another one was with me at the beginning. He went out. I was working alone a few years, and then he came back, and he's working with me since 3 years ago, more or less. So I did that because I want people who I can trust. No, I can close my eyes, and I know that they will not try to scam me, no, or try to do something back, no, of the company, no, you know, because we had few bad experience with some installers. So I think the most important thing is the trust, no, in the people who is working with you.
So if you have to say, what's one of the most important qualities a good wrapper has to have if he or she works with exclusive cars?
Well, he must to be meticulous. I think he must to be a perfectionist. So if you need to repeat the corner 5 times, do it, but must be perfect. Obviously, if you need to do the corner, to repeat the corner 5 times, you need to learn more, no? So you need to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if I see this, for example, at the beginning, no, when the last guy came to work with us, I told him, okay, you must to come the weekend. I will teach you how to do. So if you want to be with us, you must to be, as I told you, really meticulous, really perfectionist. So if I have to come to teach you how to do in the weekend, I will do it. But you, the next time, next week, you must to do alone. You must to do by yourself.
Right.
Okay. I understand, no, that we are human, no, so we can make mistakes. No, so obviously, it's in our human being. No, so you know, but. If you don't want to learn, okay, we have a problem.
So always learn.
But if you are mind open, and if you say, okay, I need to learn, I want to learn how to do this, or if he asks me, no, how do you do this? Okay, perfect. This is the attitude that I want in my team. No, so you need to learn how to do everything alone. is the idea, but you must to be perfectionist. If you need to repeat 5 times, okay, do it. But the next time, next week, you need to do it in 2 times, for example. No? And I think everything is continue, no, process of learn how to do, no. So I think this is the philosophy and the key if someone must to work with us.
I like it. I agree a lot.
I think it's necessary because our work, no, you need to be patient. You need to be a perfectionist, no, because even is your when you see the car at the end, you need to feel 100% satisfied.
Right.
No, if you feel that something is not okay, or you could do better, but you lit not 100% perfect, that's a problem. And even doesn't care, no, if you need to say to the client, okay, we need one day more. Why? Because we want to do perfect. No, maybe we had a problem with one part of the car. Okay, so we need one day more. And ever, if you explain everything, the 95% of the clients will say, okay, perfect, no problem.
It's usually not a problem unless they're waiting for Gumball or anything like that. And then there's a time issue and then there's problems. But hey. I was also wanted to ask you a couple of quick questions before I let you go. I'm thinking that I want to get a quick answer from you, right? Just okay. Whatever feels right. So what's your favorite car to rap?
Well, I think it's difficult. It's a quick question, but difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Aventador, Lamborghini Aventador, and why? Because it's difficult. It's difficult.
Nice lines.
Yes, you have a lot of angles. You have a lot of different areas, no, and different, totally different angles, no. I repeat, no, because if you want to do perfect, no, I prefer don't do cuts. So if I can do one part, okay, one piece is perfect, but I must to do in the less parts as possible. No, I want to win, not to the car. I know it's like a Lamborghini Zero, Arvaro One. No, you know. But I think it's a difficult car, so I love it. I love it because it's like, okay, you know, this is interesting. If you do a Audi R8 or Audi RS6, etc., it's easy to do. It's not a hard to do it. So I think the Aventador.
What is your best tool? What's the tool you like most using?
Whoa, the tool.
Besides squeegee, maybe, right?
Yes, for example, I like so much for the use, you know, the for example the red one from the Avery. I like this. It's not hard. This is for me, you know. I like it, and also the yellow one. I don't know the brand of the squeegee, you know, but it's a small and yellow, and it's, you can do corners with that. It's really easy to work with it, and it's really small, really thin. So I think that is
okay. Cool. So now another easy question for you: what's your favorite color at the moment?
Well, I love the turquoise chrome from Exis, and I have my bike wrapped in the half in turquoise chrome and the other half in the satin black.
That's a good combination.
Yes, and it looks amazing. I love that color. I love that color. So I think that the turquoise chrome.
Cool. And if you could, for whatever reason, travel back to 2009 and meet yourself, just as you started doing on this path of the reps, what would you tell yourself?
The first thing, don't do the BMW M6. And I think that not too much, because I think that all that we do is for one reason. So I think just do it like that, and be yourself, and don't change your mind, and keep the same way. No, it's I think if I did something wrong in 2019, it's something that teach me to be better. No, in 2020. So I think just be yourself and go like you are working, and work hard. It's just it.
That's a good way to try to wrap it all up. I mean, we could sit here for hours, Alvaro. I mean, you and talk stories and all of that. But before I let you go, you know, I always leave an open mic for people to say whatever they like, whatever they want to the industry. So for everyone out there that's listening to this right now, what would you like to tell them?
Well, I know, for example, that you have a really, really good things there, for example, in United States. You are really lucky, really, really, really lucky, because you have a rapping culture, a rapping family, that here, for example, in Spain, is not possible. So, for example, I saw the events that you do there in United States. I see I don't know how to say the relationship, not that all the companies or the biggest family companies and the rappers has there in the United States is I think it's unique. Because here, for example, in Spain, it's impossible. It's impossible. For example, I have really good relationship with a few companies here in Spain, but I think it's impossible to do events here where you can put all the rappers or the most important rappers here in Spain together in the same place.
Why? Too much testosterone?
Maybe. Or I think it's more a problem I don't know how to explain. I think it's a problem that the people think that they are the best ever. So they don't have the culture of the teamwork, no, or help each other. So I want to tell to the people in the United States, for example, no, that they keep doing that, keep working together, keep doing the job that they are doing, because it's a really, really, really good thing. It's an unique. I don't have too much relationship with the people outside, no, of Spain, because in Spain we are like 5 years back, no, from the rest of the, for example, United States or Germany, etc. No, it's a difficult feeling, a difficult situation, because, for example, no, I would love to do an event, for example, a meeting of rappers here in our place. I tried to do it, and was not possible. No, we have enough space. We have clients to do. We have all the things, not that we need to do it. And I tried, but it's not possible. It's not possible. There are people who can't work together with other companies because they had problems with others, etc. So, I there in United States, not I. Obviously, there are a lot of different kind of people, no, but. The community that you have there is amazing. It's honestly, it's amazing. So keep doing that, and if someone comes here to Spain for holidays, etc., they can call us and come here to visit us, or if someone wants to do something, we will be really, really happy, no, to do things with everybody. So it's a pity, no? It's something a strange feeling, no? But think on that and appreciate that the group of people that you have there and the culture that you have there.
I think that's a beautiful way to end it. I mean, I agree with you. I've seen it live. I've been to the States and seen how people. It's like a family, right?
Yes,
it's like a rapping family, and there's an openness that you don't see all over.
Yes,
I know exactly what you're saying. Exactly what you're saying.
Yes, I know sometimes I have mistakes, not speaking English, but I think that everybody understands me. And for example, no, sometimes I was thinking, okay, maybe, you know, Justin Pate, no, for me is one of the reference, no, in the rapping. I say, okay, if some companies here in Spain say, okay, we want to do something, no, with Justin, call him and try to do something, no, to come here and I don't know, do something different, you know. And nobody wants to do that because a lot of people say, no, I don't need to learn nothing. I don't need to learn. I'm the best. No, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, you can only tell those people, keep on thinking that. See you at the end, lad.
Yes. No, of course.
Yeah, it's of course. It's strange. So, it's strange.
Yes. And I'm really sad about that, honestly, because I really open-minded, not to do different things, and why not to collaborate between companies? No, it's really hard to feel that it's not possible to do. No, it's. You know,
I'm a believer that there's still a lot of space for a lot of people, especially if they wanna level the business upwards, if they wanna make it better for everyone. So, I believe in contribution. I believe in helping each other out, and there's room for a lot of people, especially if you're making things better for the industry.
Yes, of course. And I think that you can learn a lot of things for everybody.
For sure.
If you listen to someone, not say, I'm the best, or don't let your car in that company because they will do the sheets and et cetera. No. You must be quiet. No, you must to stop and think what are you saying. No, and okay, no, you know, it's... It's one thing that I think a lot of times, and they say, "Wow, United States, they are really lucky, really lucky," because I saw in some places, the Instagram, the Facebook, etc., the events, and how they do everything, they collaborate to do wraps, to do designs, and when few different companies. Collaborate to do one car, a crazy design or something like that. It's really beautiful to see that. It's like, oh wow! And I want to do the same, but not possible. No.
Maybe you can start with it. Maybe you can be the change, the start of the change.
Yeah, it's the idea that I had, for example, last year. No, because I say, okay, I have the place. No, I think I'm in the perfect point, no, to say I have friends that I can say, okay, let me your Lamborghini, we will do a design, we will do something crazy, and then in few months, if you want, you can remove it, no problem. But I'm sure that they say, okay, take the car and do whatever you want. But I tried, and it was really, really difficult, no, to find more than the three companies that say, okay, I want to do. And also, one thing is really funny.
We need to help each other as an industry to grow.
Yes.
And
yes.
The only way we can do that is just by pushing each other forward, not pushing each other down.
Exactly.
And there, There's always going to be people like that. There's always going to be, but if we can try to make them a little bit more quiet, it's better for everyone.
Yes, yes. And I think that, for example, I remember that in the council, not by the corona, but here we had in Madrid the FESPA.
Right.
I saw that Justin Pate will be there, also Geoffrey from ProRap, etc. So I was waiting no, for that day to go there and try to speak with them to do something here in Spain, because trust me, we have a really good conditions to do a lot of things, but the problem is the companies, and a few companies that you say okay it's I don't know, it's a pity, you know. It's
All right, Señor Álvaro, thank you very much for tonight. Thank you for the chat. It's been a blast. It's been awesome, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much to you for coming with me, and it was a pleasure. And when you want, we can speak a little bit more, and no problem. We are ever open to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.